Hello, everyone. This is the Blackwater Music Podcast. We are your hosts, Ryan Lorchek
and Alyssa Lorchek.
And wherever you are listening to us, we are so pumped you're here.
Absolutely.
So, what do you got in the old can tonight?
Well, let me tell you, Ryan, I have...
What are you sipping on?
I have something local here to share.
Okay. You know what? So do I.
What?
Yeah.
My friends,
live and local.
My friends at Zipline Brewing Company.
They
make the best pickle beer I've ever had in my entire life. It is called Pickle Time Lager. Yeah. And I'm a huge pickle fan. Love pickle stuff.
It's quite good.
And it's so good. Yeah. What are you sipping on over there?
Well, I'll tell you what. They just came back with their Alpha Modern.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite beers from back in the day.
So good.
And I'm so pumped that they released it again. We went around town and bought a lot of six packs.
We did.
But you know what was so funny is like we went to one place and just bought like two.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to another place.
And bought three.
Yeah. It was a little... And they had others. Like we could have bought all of them that Hy-Vee had.
You could have.
But I don't know.
They were cheaper.
Whatever.
Toys R Us.
Yeah. That's so wild. Great place. Love that place. Wine, beer, and spirits.
And you too, Zipline.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Zipline.
You're the best.
Keep the Alpha Modern going. That's what
pickle.
I say.
Pickle.
The pickle is a permanent one now.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
No, it is. It's very good.
All right.
Okay. So we have to head up to Chicago, Illinois next Thursday night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, we do.
Do we know our schedule there? Are we the morning? Are we the evening? Do we know that yet?
We know Friday. We're okay. In the evening. That's all we know.
I mean, that could kind of derail what we're about to talk about here, but...
This is for volleyball, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We're not just going for fun. We got to... Yeah. I mean, it will be fun. We love watching her play volleyball. But the evening session, as much as I like sleeping in the morning... robs you of being able to do some things, mm-hmm. I think. Because you wake up, the girls all want to get together, which is fine. I mean, as long as we're going to some cool places or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, sometimes it's just about braiding their hair and stuff. And it's like, we're stuck in the hotel.
We want to do something.
Yeah. Because I really wanted to check out some Chicago blues while we're up there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be... Now... A lot of these that I looked up, for example, there's one place called The Basement, spelled B-A-S-S.
What?
Yeah, you know, slapping the bass.
That sounds legit.
Yeah, I know. No, it is. It's like all of the like great Chicago blues guys have played there.
Oh my gosh.
They play music every single night, live music every single night. Another place, Blue Chicago. Yeah, okay. I looked at this list of like the best blues places in mm-hmm. Chicago. And Blue Chicago play, they're open 5 nights a week. They play music every night that they're open.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, I mean, even with the late session, some of these places don't start till 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
We get the kids back to the hotel, get them their food.
Get them their Taco Bell and say bye.
Yeah. The home of deep dish pizza, and both of our kids would want some Taco Bell.
And I can like, see that happening.
Get me a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Okay. Yeah, they're better in Chicago, so I've heard.
All right. So, hey, if you're listening to this and you have any advice on where we should go watch some blues, hit us up at Blackwater Music Pod, both Insta and Facebook. And then either of our first names at blackwatermusicpod.com for our email. Hit us up. We'd love to know a spot to go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, should we dive into a few of the Western Nebraska concerts going on this week up to Thursday? No one knows this yet. This is a programming change because our daughter and son have activities on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We are going to start including Thursday into our Monday through Thursday concert events. Mm-hmm. Because we only have time to do it on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. So the weekend review will truly just be the weekend, even though Thursday is kind of the weekend.
Yeah, Thursday anymore is the is the new Friday. Mm-hmm. But
not with us.
Not here, it isn't.
I mean, we celebrate it always, but.
But we are going to start, just for the time being, tying Thursdays in with the Monday through. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For Thursday, March 28th, out in Kearney, Cunningham's Journal on the Bricks. Really cool event. 23rd annual St. Jude Thank You Night. Yeah, Tim Zock, Luke Mills, Hockett, and Drew Phillips. Is Tim Zock the busiest person in Western Nebraska right now?
He's got to be.
I think he's in three of our reads today.
For real.
Anyway.
He must be good. We should go see
him. Yeah, definitely. And this event would be perfect. St. Jude Thank You Night.
Absolutely.
So I tried to look for more information on this, and there's just not a lot of stuff out there. So I don't know, like... I'm sure proceeds go to St. Jude or something like that.
One would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you can, go check this event out. We can't make it during the week. We've got everything else going on. That's when we're leaving for Chicago. Would love to. Like, this would be a concert I would definitely drive out there to go see. So if you can, go do it. Sounds like you're going to support a great cause. So go check that out if you can.
All right. Also on Thursday, the 28th, at the other side in Kearney, we've got the Back for More tour featuring Ritz, G-Mo Ski, Noble Poets, and more.
Hell yeah.
Show starts at 8 p.m.
Dude, that sounds tight.
I know. Absolutely. And here's an exciting one. Thursday, the 28th as well, at the Oak Room of Columbus, we have the Balmers with Corey Delp at 7 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I dig that.
All right. So kind of continuing our festival discussion from the last episode, we want to talk a little bit about Lincoln Calling.
What's that?
Well, unfortunately, Ryan, we've never been to Lincoln
Calling. No, we have not.
And I am so embarrassed.
No, but like, I will say that I think every time Lincoln Calling has come around, which people will learn has been in the fall, and it's like, that is like our busiest time with kids sports.
It sure is. Yeah.
Yeah. And then earlier than that, we were dumb. We didn't know.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Go ahead.
So, Lincoln Calling, let me educate you. It aims to cultivate a love for music and creativity among Lincolnites. And this is the 20th year this year.
I know. That's why I'm saying, like, we messed up.
Totally. We did. We've lived here for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We should have gone. You know what? Shame on us. It's fine. Let's move on.
Now, hold on real quick. I just want to interject something really quick. There is something I want people of this podcast to know is like, Alyssa and I do not claim to be music experts. We are not educated in music as far as professionally. We are not critics. That's why this is like a very positive environment for music. If you love music, we love music. We don't know all the ins and outs of music, but we do appreciate local music and things like this, even though we have not always made it to them.
Right.
We still love when we see a successful event. And I'm actually not sure that we haven't been to this because we have hit up concerts before at the locations that Lincoln Calling
is. We actually have, yeah. So maybe we just
and some of the national ones. You know, like, I feel like Theory of a Dead Man at Bourbon. Like, I think that was part of Lincoln Calling. That was in the fall around that same time. But
very true.
Yeah. Anyway, I am so sorry. But I did want people to know that. We're not critics.
Nope.
This is a very, very positive environment.
We just love
for music.
Live shows.
Right here. Yes. So fun. Go ahead. I apologize.
So Lincoln Calling is basically a downtown Lincoln takeover that has multiple venues and an eclectic lineup of artists. So kind of a little something-something for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And this year is different because it's going to be May 3rd and 4th. Mm-hmm. So, as Ryan kind of mentioned, in previous years, it's always been held in September or October. But They didn't want to conflict with Husker football, go Big Red, and other fall things like, you know, going to the pumpkin patch. So yep. Now, and they're doing it before festival season really begins. So they can get all the cool artists before they go on their little festival tour
yep. type of thing. Yeah. And so, like Alyssa said, it did move to May 3rd and 4th. It is primarily at the 14th and O Street Music District. There's more than 55 acts playing, two outdoor stages, and then some indoor venues. We got the 1867 Bar. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of it?
I have.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about this one? Duffy's Tavern.
Oh, the stories I could tell.
The stories it could tell, which someday we will meet with people at Duffy's Tavern, have a nice little podcast with them, and hear some stories.
Absolutely.
What about this classic joint? The Zoo Bar. Mm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Honestly, one of my favorite places. It's super cool. Very love cool. it. Yep. So they have announced just now, the national headliners that will come through. Mm-hmm. So we have a Zimbabwean, Australian pop singer and rapper, Takay Madayz.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty solid. Corey Henry, he's a jazz organist, pianist, and a former member of the Grammy-winning fusion band, Snarky Puppy.
Snarky yeah. Puppy.
That has not crossed my playlist yet, but...
Me neither, but it's going to.
Yeah, it's about to. Los Angeles Garage Rockers, which I'm kind of pumped. I want to go see
Garage
these.
Rock sounds yeah. cool.
Cherry Glazer. Mm. Dude, and now I want a donut pretty bad.
Ooh, yeah.
Like a cherry glazed donut.
Cherry.
Gosh mm-hmm. darn.
Winchell's donuts.
Oh, yeah. is that a thing anymore?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
Used to get it at Amigos.
Yeah, yeah. But as local bands get announced, we will update via this really cool podcast I know about, Blackwater Music.
Oh, what?
Yeah, you can get us on most of the major podcast networks. Mm-hmm. Also, according to the Journal Star's Kent Wolgamott, in an interview with events director of the Lincoln Arts Council, Alexandra McCracken, she said, "We're doing our best to cater to a wide variety of interests," which totally sounds like. Mm-hmm. "Our headlines are soul, pop, jazz, and indie rock." That really touches everything, you know? So like I said, we'll continue to talk about local bands as they join the fray. Otherwise, it's should be a good time.
Totes.
And I think we're going to make an effort to definitely be out there.
Absolutely.
Maybe if we have some like stickers or koozies, we can figure out how to hand those out down there. Mm-hmm. So more to come on that. And we will update you on when we're down there and how to meet us.
All right. Let's dive into a few upcoming Lincoln and surrounding area shows. I don't have any.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Dang it. So we've been looking at additional venues to add to our list, and we found some that we think we can include updates on. But also, if you're a venue that has live music in Lincoln, hit me up.
Yep. Reach out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hop into some of the shows. We have some Monday shows. Monday, March 25th at the Zoo Bar. Emily Bass and Friends. This is a no cover show. So go check it out. Won't even cost you anything except for your beer money.
Sweet.
They're there from 5 to 7. Now, Emily Bass actually played at Shillingbridge once when I was working there.
Oh, yeah.
And then, or twice, I can't remember. Okay. And then a long time ago, I'm going to say a long time ago, but when Toast was fairly new, like they mm-hmm. had remodeled and stuff, so not like brand new.
Okay.
I think it was after like a farmer's market in Fallbrook or something, we went in there, and Emily Bass was just playing kind of in the corner, and she does like requests and stuff. Like, she's super good. Mm-hmm. And she knows like a ton of songs because people were just like saying things. And
oh, that's
she's
awesome.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah. All yeah. Right. So very talented, super, super cool. Tuesday, March 26th at the Bourbon Theater, Jenny Hanavar with Bug Heaven and Fontenelle. That's an all ages show, 7 PM Zoo Bar. Same night, Tuesday, March 26th, the Jazzocracy. Which is, okay, this is bad, I know. This is Lincoln's longest running weekly jazz jam session. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, open up to student to like jazz musician students or jazz musicians to come in this like jam with the band for a few hours. Yeah, no cover to that either. Later on, I think we talked about this last week, little Shake Your Tail Feather Tuesday, 9 to 11:30 with DJs The Bridge, the Bridge Gap Brothers. Sorry. Bridge Gap Brothers.
Shake a tail feather.
Yeah, dude. I might go do that.
You might. Bring your uke.
Probably. No, to the stop. Hey, not here.
Okay. I don't want to embarrass you.
I'm just kidding. Okay, Wednesday, March 27th, Bourbon Theater. Pam Tillis and Steady Wells at 7 p.m. Zoo Bar on Wednesday. Bruce Katz from 6 to 9. Now, he is a keyboardist who has toured with like the Allman Brothers. So super talented dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
And then also on Wednesday night from 9 to 11, Vibe Check. They're kind of they're a weekly band there. Mm-hmm, soulful and groovy. So go check them out. That's at the Zoo Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Duffy's on Wednesday, March 27th. Drew Phillips Band with Ryan Kenny, 9 p.m.
Okay.
They are local country rockers. So they are a local band. From Lincoln.
Awesome.
So yeah, double points basically. Go see them. They're local. Go see them at Duffy's. Also local. There we go. Oh,
wow.
We didn't even plan
that. We didn't. That was just a beautiful unison.
Yeah, we are unison. Thursday, March 28th at Duffy's. We have a Kansas City band called Making Movies. They are with two bands, Verse and the Vices and MMA. Both of those bands are local. So good on you, Duffy's. But Making Movies. So I looked at these at this band. They are based in the Midwest, but their sounds are derived from several worlds of influence. Namely, its members' cultural reference points from their Latin, American, and African heritage.
Hmm.
Yeah. Songs are sung in both English and Spanish. Get this.
Beautiful.
Yeah, totally. Get this.
What?
Latin Grammy nominated band. That's what they are.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you can go see a Grammy-nominated band at Duffy's on March 28th.
Bonus if you speak Espanol.
I do.
You don't.
Perfectly.
You don't, senor.
Okay.
Okay.
So go check that out. That sounds really sweet. And if we weren't going up to Chicago, I would probably be checking that out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Buck's Bar and Grill in Venice, Nebraska, near Ashland.
Ooh, yay.
Ryan Lindsay. At 8 p.m.
All right.
Listen to a little bit of it before this. Country, very good. He can rock an acoustic guitar. So
sweet.
Yep. Check it out.
All right. So you and I have talked many times about our favorite concert moments.
Yes. We have a bunch of them.
We do. We have many. We love live music.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know, what is your number one favorite concert moment in your life?
That is a fantastic question, and I have a fantastic answer.
I'm shocked.
No, so this is what this concert that we went to, it has my favorite moment in it for multiple reasons. One, when the original concert we were supposed to go to, which was like a week after, we went, my favorite moment comes from my band, System of a Down, the concert we went to. Korn opened up for them. Like, it was like a dream concert
for me. This is Ryan's, like, birthday.
Yeah.
Best day ever.
Yeah. It was, like, I could have just gone to bed that night and died and been completely happy with my life.
He was, like, he had a giant smile on his face.
Yeah. So, came from that concert. We went in Las Vegas. We were originally supposed to go in LA because it was a big concert. They only went to major cities, basically. We decided to go to Las Vegas because we like Las Vegas. People watching is amazing there.
Mm-hmm.
A week later, the LA show that we were supposed to go to got canceled.
Because
Surge got COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we wouldn't have bought the tickets to Las Vegas,
we would have been some angry people.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like to think about it because we don't have to.
Right.
Anyway.
It worked out in our favor.
there was just like, there was a few songs that I just knew System of a Down would play that were some of my favorites, you know, Chop Suey, Aerials, things like that, you know, some of their main ones. You just know they're going to play. There's a few that are my favorite that are like, oh, I don't know how many other people know them, you know, like, will they? One of those is Holy Mountains by System of a Down.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they did it was like, their the first like three songs they played, they like didn't stop between them. They just kind of like the chords from the song before carried on.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, so I'm watching this and I'm just like in euphoria because System of a Down is playing and I'm watching. We're on the floor, like we're doing the full on concert experience. And then like I start to, the end of one of their songs kind of started sounding like the beginning of Holy Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, hold on, no way. And then boom, they went right into the chords.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, holy crap. It hit me like a ton of bricks.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like such a, like, I don't want to involve religion, but it was like a religious experience when they started playing that. So I think that is definitely my most favorite concert moment. And it, we've had a lot, but mm-hmm. that one is definitely, you were there with cool. me. Yeah. So.
I looked over at you as soon as I heard them start to play and I was like, oh my God, this is it.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Anytime a band plays your like favorite song, it pulls at your heart a little different.
Absolutely.
What about you?
So my favorite band, of course, is Metallica. Many, many great moments that I've had at their shows. I don't even know how many concerts we've been to. It's that many. Like, yeah. Anytime they're around, we go. Anyway, so my best moment, though, comes from a Korn show that we went to right before COVID.
Right before COVID. And you had, like, not been on the floor of a major rock concert.
Right.
You
know? Had I seen Korn before that?
Yeah, we saw Korn in...
We Blair, did.
Or Ralston or yes, whatever.
That's right. But we were like in
seats. Yeah, it was the
like
worst thing ever.
Awkward and
yeah.
like, people are sitting down. It's yeah, like, what's you stand up. With you? Yeah,
it's like, come on. Anyway.
You're weird.
Sorry if you
anyway. Yeah. Yeah. We don't. Anyway, we were on the floor in Lincoln when they came right before COVID and Freak on a Leash is playing.
Yeah. And I kind of like told you about the energy of a Korn mm-hmm. concert.
Which, I mean, I knew because we've watched
yes.
videos of especially the Korn Woodstock show yeah. where the crowd was just absolutely insane.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, this was like an out-of-body experience. Like, I saw the crowd moving with me, and it was like, when they hit that beat, it was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. When he says go.
Yes. Like,
everyone went.
Like the hardest part, everyone went
yeah.
at the same time.
And when the song was over, she like looked over at me and was like, whoa.
I know.
Like, yeah, that's what I was talking about. Like,
yeah.
We've been to a lot of concerts. We've been on the floor of a lot of concerts, I feel like. And there is no energy like Jonathan Davis of Korn is a maestro. Like mm-hmm. he controls the crowd. And their music is just like so that even if you don't know what the song is, you're going to catch up with the beat and mm-hmm. and just be able to flow with it.
Just have a just amazing, mind-blowing experience.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that's awesome. That was a great question.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, reach out to us on our socials. Please, like, we keep saying it, but, like, tell us your favorite concert moment. Like, we would love to, like... read some of those things. Mm-hmm.
I literally have goosebumps right now, like reliving that experience in my mind.
Totally.
So what is that for you? Yeah, tell us.
Absolutely. Hit us up with it at Blackwater Music Pod, both Facebook and Instagram.
All right. So let's look at our Omaha shows coming yeah. up this week.
Let's tie a ribbon on this. Let's go.
Shall we? Monday, the 25th at the Reverb Lounge. We have the Cancer Bats at 7 p.m.
Oh, those sound awful.
Interesting name. However, they kind
I
of...
I bet they rock.
They do rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Tuesday, the 26th, also at the Reverb Lounge, we have Tiny Habits at 8 p.m.
I've got a lot of those.
Now, listen, I was intrigued by this name. Yeah. And so I did a little research and I listened for a hot second.
Yeah.
They're an acoustic folk pop trio that met at Berklee College of Music in Boston.
What?
They've only been around for like a year, maybe two.
Okay.
They're relatively new, but they've toured a lot. And the New Yorker calls them the prodigies of harmonies. And I listened to their newest single, just a little snip of it called Mudroom. They sound awesome. Like they are, it's beautiful harmony. I'm not kidding you. So if you can go to this show on Tuesday at the Reverb Lounge, go. I bet it's going to be amazing.
Maybe we can get the grandparents to watch the kids.
That'd be great. I think we would love it.
Oh, yeah. That sounds...
It was like so... When I listened to that little brief second of their music, it was like calming and
just
harmonious. Just beautiful.
Okay. You sold me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wednesday, March 27th, at the B Bar, we have the Diamond Empire Showcase. It is a 3 to 12 person band. They're catered to your event. So if you want a big... like 12-piece band, they can be a 12-piece band. Wow. They have the members for that. Or they can be like a 4-piece band or 3-piece band, depending on what you need for your wedding or event. So they're playing at the B Bar probably to showcase what they can do.
Wow.
Yeah. Sounds pretty cool. I didn't want to just say their band name and not explain because it's kind of a cool
concept. Very unique. Yes.
Yeah. And then Bruce Katz, Thursday, March 28th at the B Bar. He is playing two shows this week, one here and one at the Zoo Bar. So you could hit up Bruce Katz twice in 1 week if you wanted to. Mm. He is the keyboardist.
Yeah. Ah, yes, yes.
You have anything for Thursday?
I do not.
All right. Well, then I believe that is going to do it for this third episode already. Thank you again for watching, and I think that's going to be a wrap for us.
Bye, friends.